The first explosions flared. Kiloton nuclear devices were detonated on each side. Smaller explosions followed as combat wasps blew apart under the prodigious energy impact. A second, smaller salvo was launched by the frigates, compensating for the loss. Admiral, the Myoho reports the Black Hawk it's chasing is about to swallow out system, Lieutenant Rokas called. Request permission to follow. Granted, follow and interdict. It is not to come into contact with inhabited Confederation territory.
Aye, aye, sir.
A vast circle of space burst into pyrotechnic oblivion as the two antagonistic combat wasp swarms collided, as though a giant wormhole had been torn open into the heart of a nearby star. The annular plasma storm eddied violently, radiating down through the visible spectrum in seconds until only nebulous violet mists were left. Arikara's sensor clusters struggled to burn through the conflagration and present an accurate representation of events through the tactical situation display. Some submunitions from both sides had survived. Now they were accelerating towards their intended targets. All four combatant ships began high-G evasive maneuvers. Myoho and its Black Hawk disappeared from the display. Grant and Ilex both fired a volley of combat wasps at their respective prey. Harrier's masers began to fire as the remaining submunitions closed on it. Small, vivid explosions peppered nearby space. Rail guns thumped out a stream of steel spheres which formed a last-ditch kinetic umbrella. Eight surviving submunitions drones detected it. Three of them were gamma pulse lasers. A second before they struck the umbrella, they fired. Large oval sections of the frigate's hull turned cherry red under the radiation assault. Molecular binding generators maxed out as they fought to keep the monobonded silicone structure intact. The energy dispersal web below the silicon struggled to absorb and redistribute the intense influx. All the sensor clusters either melted or had their electronics burnt out by the gamma-ray deluge. Replacement clusters rose immediately, but the starship was blind for a period of 3 seconds. In that time, the remaining 5 submunitions hit the kinetic umbrella. They disintegrated instantly, but hypervelocity fragments kept coming. With the sensors unable to see them and direct the frigate's close-range weapons, they struck the hull and vaporized. The binding generators, already heavily stressed, couldn't handle the additional loading. There were 6 localized punctures. Fists of plasma punched inwards. Internal systems melted and fused as they were exposed. Fuel tanks ripped open, sending 100-meter fountains of vaporizing deuterium shooting out. "Bella, assist, please," Commander Kerber ordered. "Rescue and recovery." The stricken frigate's emergency beacon was howling across the distress bands. The life support capsules should have easily withstood the strike. Even as he requested more information from the computer, the sensor image showed him iron thrusters firing to slow the frigate's wayward tumble. With all of their combat wasp stocks exhausted in the first salvo, Datura and Sirius were left with only short-range masers to defend themselves against the assault from the frigate's drones. The electronic warfare barrage was unrelenting as the drones closed at 20 G's, defeating the starship's sensors. The two mercenary starships exploded within seconds of each other. A cheer went round the Arikara's bridge. Meredith felt like joining in. "Admiral, another Black Hawk is leaving orbit," Lieutenant Rokas said. Meredith cursed. He really couldn't spare another Void Hawk. A quick check on the tactical display revealed little information. The Black Hawk was on the other side of Lalonde from the squadron. "Which is the nearest Void Hawk?"
"The Acacia, Admiral."
"Can they hit it with combat wasps?"
"They have a launch window, but estimate only a 30% chance of success."
"Tell them to launch, but remain in orbit."
"Aye, aye, sir."
"Bella reports survivors from the Harrier have been detected, Admiral," Commander Kerber said. "They're matching velocities."
"Good.
Himmels, has there been any reaction from the Dunith cloud bands?"
"Nothing specific, sir, but they've been growing wider at a constant rate. The area they're covering has increased by 1.5% since we arrived. It adds up to a respectable volume." Another combat wasp battle raged high above Lalonde's Terminator as the drones from the Granth encountered defenses fired by their prey. Then the Black Hawk vanished down a wormhole interstice.